Never man spake like this man, August 15. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Christ came to this world just as the Old Testament scriptures foretold that he would come, but notwithstanding this, he was misapprehended and misjudged. The Pharisees were filled with a frenzy of hatred against him, because they could see that his teaching had a power and an attractiveness of which their words were utterly devoid. They decided that the only way to cut off his influence was to pass sentence of death upon him, and therefore they sent officers to take him. But when these officers came within hearing of his voice, and listened to his gracious words, they were charmed into forgetting their errand. Are ye also deceived? The elders asked. Nicodemus saith unto them, Doth our law judge any man, before it hear him, and know what he doeth? The lesson that Christ had given to Nicodemus had not been in vain. Conviction had fastened upon his mind, and in his heart he had accepted Jesus. Since his interview with the Savior, he had earnestly searched the Old Testament scriptures, and he had seen truth placed in the setting of the gospel. The question asked by him was wise and would have commended itself to those presiding at the council had they not been deceived by the enemy. But they were so filled with prejudice that no argument in favor of Jesus of Nazareth, however convincing, had any weight with them. The answer that Nicodemus received was, Art thou also of Galilee? Search, and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. The priests and rulers had been deceived, as Satan meant them to be, into believing that Christ came out of Galilee. Some who knew that he had been born in Bethlehem kept silent, that the falsehood might not be robbed of its power. The facts were plain. There was no dimness of the light. But the work of Christ was interpreted by different ones in accordance with the state of their minds. The Prince of Peace came to proclaim truth that was to bring harmony out of confusion. But he who came to bring peace and goodwill started a controversy that ended in his crucifixion.